the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Okay, I want everybody to settle down now. We got some news on the show, man. So I'll knock you dead when we come upside your head. You get ready? You said it'll go, yeah. All right, come on. Come on. Come on, let's go. Yeah. All right. Everybody get down on your face, man. Get ready, yeah. Okay, come on. Hey, put your hands up. Upside your knees, that feels awesome. Yeah, 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 yeah. You take this forward. You step on your head. That feels awesome.
Once again, fans of great 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 257. Another hour of great 60s obscurities, garage rock, garage punk, proto punk, freak beat, little bit of psychedelia from time to time. But this episode got underway with a band called The Primitives, the A side of a 1964 single called The Ostrich. Now, The Primitives, essentially a studio band, although they did perform live, The Primitives were Mr. Lou Reed. He was a staff songwriter at Pickwick Records in New York City. So a job bashing out themed songs for other bands to play. His most realized song, I guess you could say, was The Ostrich of 1964. Pretty outrageous for the time. Ostensibly, it was a dance craze or an attempt to make a dance craze, but with out-of-tune guitars and pretty extreme sound, was never going to be a big success. So Lou Reed had a hand in writing both sides of that song, The Ostrich, the A-side, Sneaky Pete, the B-side, very rare 45, reissued as part of a great bootleg called The Velvet Underground, etc. in 1979. So a studio band, as I said, although there was some interest from a TV dance show, so a backup band was formed that included John Cale, also Tony Conrad, who along with Cale was a member of the avant-garde group Lamont Young's Theatre of Eternal Music. So The Primitives, getting this retrospect underway.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, we had the Primitives from New York getting the set underway. This is the Primitives out of the UK. Although this band did perform mainly in Italy, many tracks in Italian. End of 1966, they were performing in Rome, bunch of singles, an album called Blow Up. As Mel and the Primitives, they had an English single in 1965, then in Italy, 1966-1967 singles. So this is the A side of their 66 single, The Primitives with Yeah.
Ci sono davanti, sì. Yeah! Le tue labbra sono un grosso richiamo per me che ti amo. Certo, ma io non devo bruciarmi con una come te. Non devo bruciarmi con una come te. Basta. Peccato, peccato che tu sei troppo bene quanto voglio te. Peccato, peccato, però sai, non finirò così. Malato come pensi, no. Yeah! Se tu giochi pesante, donne ce ne son tante, ricordalo. Ma io non devo bruciarmi con una come te, non devo bruciarmi con una come te. Basta.
Once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Go fly.
Now, you might ask yourself, why this sudden concern? Pornography and sex deviation have always been with mankind. But now, consider another fact. Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth. High-speed presses, rapid transportation, mass distribution, all have combined to put the vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
Walk into the big idea, you can walk all over me, child. Just cause you got a big fat guy don't mean you own the world. I got news, child, it ain't gonna sound so good to you. You don't own nothing, baby, not even a small bit of me. So, honey, do me a favor, just one small thing. Get out of my life. What makes you think you're so good you can spread things around? You ain't no angel either, child. I got things on you. So do me a favor, shut your big mouth. Stop spreading those lies you know ain't true, child. And please, do me one more thing. Please, honey, get out of my life. Why do you always think that you're so great that you can push me around? I ain't your private property anymore, darling. What do I have to do, child? Draw your picture? What's wrong with you, child? I'm taking off like a kite. I don't dig the scene anymore. I'm splitting, baby. I got my guitar to tune and I'm getting the heck out of here, child. Go, baby, go, go. I get out. Get out of my life, child. Go on. Get out, child. I can't dig it anymore.
Well, English band relocated to Italy. Called The Primitives, got the set underway with Yeah, video of that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Secondly in the set, a band from Texas Tech in Lubbock, formed 1965, out of a band called The Embers. They became known as The Bricks, B-R-I-K-S, relocated to Denton outside Dallas and also to Gainesville, Texas. First recordings were just acetates, although those acetates and the track we had, Keep Down, appeared on a vinyl compilation called Texas Punk Volume 7. So The Bricks with Keep Down. And then finally in the set, a band who began at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida, 1963. They were called the Starfires, playing pre-British invasion rock and roll. They relocated to Orlando, renamed themselves Little Willie and the Adolescents. Their debut release was called Get Out of My Life. That's the track we had. It charted regionally. Later turned up on Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 2. So The Primitives, The Bricks, and Little Willie and the Adolescents. Great set of obscure 60s garage punk, garage rock, here on Retrospect. Like us on Facebook. facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, here's a fairly little-known band out of the UK, formed in Hull, England, had a couple of singles on Columbia in 1965, including this track. This is The Rats with Spoonful.
Satisfied my soul. Been lies about that. So wild about that. Some dies without that. Everything's right about Spoonful. That's Spoonful. That's Spoonful. precious love that's good enough for me. Been lies about that, so wild about that. Sun dies without that. Everything's right about Spoonful.
Thank you. Your sweet kisses blinded me, and like a fool I fell.
United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake. We describe it as dirt for money's sake. Obscene literature is a $2 billion a year business. That's $2 billion.
English band The Rats top of the set with their cover of Spoonful from 1965. Now that appears on volume 6 of the Pebbles comp, which suggests that Mr. Mick Ronson was a member of the band. He was, but not at that point. Spoonful recorded 1965. Ronson joined the band around a year later, prior to his involvement with David Bowie. So a bunch of unreleased tracks from The Rats turned up in the 1990s. I particularly love that cover of Spoonful. Following The Rats, we had English band The Game. We had them in last week's show, the track called The Addicted Man. This time the B-side, Help Me, Mummy's Gone. That's from January 1967 on Parlophone, The Game. English mod freakbeat band. Help Me, Mummy's Gone. Then The Intruders out of Texas, a 1966 track unreleased called Temporary Insanity. Video of that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Took that one from the compilation The History of Texas Garage Bands in the 60s, Volume 1. And then finally in the set, heavily influenced, in fact I'd say based entirely on Stepping Stone, the band is the other half, the track The Girl with the Long Black Hair. That originally was released on All In Records as the B-side to a split 45. So the A-side was The Nobleman with Short Time, the B-side The Other Half, The Girl with the Long Black Hair, out of Chicago, formed 1965. So The Rats from the UK, The Game from the UK, The Intruders from Texas, and The Other Half from Chicago.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence. No!
Well, this show's largely packed with absolute garage obscurities. Here's another one. It's off the comp called Don't Be Bad, 60s punk recorded in Texas, although I believe the band is from Mississippi. They're called Finks, P-H-I-N-X. The track's called Everything's Right. If you know anything about the band, get in touch with us via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Let's try it. All right. It's rolling.
Tape's rolling. What's the name of it?
Everything's Right.
Okay.
Right,
cheers.
Baby, she ain't dead.
kill my cat and go my head. I'm moving real, real bad. And my old battery just won't last. And I look, and I look, and I look, and I look.
Enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants.
Mississippi band The Finks top of the set with Everything's Right. Then a B-side from 1966. The band is called Brothers and Sisters. The track And I Know, released on Tower Records, taken off the Garage Punk Unknowns compilation. So that's the B-side of a single. The A-side was actually a cover of the Beatles track I Call Your Name. So Brothers and Sisters with And I Know. Then finally in the set, and video of this up on our Facebook page right now, known down here in New Zealand as being done by the La-Di-Das. This version though, The Changing Times, How Is the Air Up There, came out on Philips 7-inch single, 1965. So Finks, Brothers and Sisters, and Changing Times. More straight after this as we look at Global Garage.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, kicking off this week's Global Garage set, Mexican band Los Crazy Birds. I believe they had two 45s and three EPs from 1966 through to 1972, all on Orpheon Records. This one's a 1967 release, Los Crazy Birds with Supersticiosa.
vuelta y te echas a correr. Si ves una escalera, no la intentas pasar. Un bote de pintura se puede derramar. ¡Supersticiosa! Podrán pasar, pues las supersticiones no existirán jamás. No digas tonterías ni pienses hacer más, pues las supersticiones son incredulidad. ¡Ja, ja, ja! ¡No, no, 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 no! ¡Supersticiosa!
Yeah.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Hey, hey, hey.
And that's our Global Garage set for episode 257 of Retrospect. Mexican band Los Crazy Birds, top of the set with Super Tiziosa. Then over to Italy. The band is called I Liars, or The Liars. Estremo Oriente. That's from 1967. Released on LPM Records, A side of a 45. Video of I Liars up on our Facebook page. Then out of Tokyo, The Phoenix. A young sextet from Tokyo, their main claim to fame was the first use of wah-wah pedal on a Japanese record. That track notably also for the appearance of a Yamaha Electone keyboard. So The Phoenix, Koisuru Ra Ra Ra, I've also seen it appearing as Koisuru La La La, translates to La 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 in love, Tokyo band The Phoenix. And then out of Indonesia, a band called The Peels. This is a band that was formed by Benny Sobadja, notable Indonesian musician, regarded as the godfather of Indonesian prog rock underground. So he started out with The Peels. They had some success in Singapore and Malaysia as well. Formed 1966. The track's called Marilah Kemari. Great use of the intro from Dizzy Miss Lizzy. That one's from the wonderful comp Java Java Indonesia Screaming Fuzz Volume 1 Garage Stomp Indo Rock and Beat Surf. So Lost Crazy Birds, I Liars, The Phoenix, and The Peels. And that's our Global Garage set, bringing Retrospect episode 257 almost to its close. Time for one more. Gonna leave you with an instrumental. This one's off a fantastic comp called Los Nuggets, collection of 60s garage and psych, all of it originating in Mexico, Spain, or other Latin American countries. Some wonderful stuff. First time a lot of it was comped. It's a great comp. Great bands like Los Pets, Los Shanes, a number of amazing Spanish language covers of Doors songs, Question Mark and the Mysterians. So much great stuff on that compilation. I've chosen an instrumental. It's a weird one, kind of a mix of harpsichord, organ, fuzz guitar. You'll know the song. This is Francis Morello with his version of Mrs. Robinson. I'm Phil Gray. Tune in same time next week. More great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. On Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.